first global plastic ocean summit on tourism and beaches. EU EDIS is planned for April 24-25, 2025, and will focus on the neglected fundaments of the tourist sector services, specifically on certified safe marine areas for beaches to protect humans and, of course, marine life. The ETIS summit, unlike others, will not be about raising awareness of global environmental problems and empty commitments, but about the integration of unified long-term financially sustainable solutions among governments and the corporate sector. The focus for this is on the travel and tourism sector. Multiple UN-affiliated organizations such as the United Nations, UNEP, UNDP, UNESCO, and UNMG are expected to help synchronize a joint global campaign launch to integrate the creation and expansion of CSMA, Certified Safe Marine Areas. This is specifically important for tourism to maintain plastic-free beaches, ports, harbors, and marine national parks. Most visited recreational tourist places in general are highly exposed to plastic and marine debris. According to UN Tourism and UNESCO, this represents the key element of sustainable tourism. African Tourism Board Executive Chairman Cuthbert Nkube said he wants Africa to take a lead for this initiative in Africa. African coastal areas face a significant issue with plastic pollution, which can result in a loss of economic income for the tourism sector and a somewhat subpar positioning in the international tourism industry market. Sustainable Ocean Solutions Conservancy Program is a unique ocean preservation, protection, and cleaning program based on concrete measures and solutions to minimize the current plastic content in the ocean, save fragile aquatic and marine life, and preserve biodiversity and ecological processes. The program is easily adaptable for the governmental sector and provides immediate tangible results in minimizing the plastic in the ocean. The system is fully financially sustainable, provides nations with economic growth in the national tourism industry, and efficiently supports better natural resource management as well as their preservation. OACM intends to collaborate with the African Tourism Board to incorporate the Sustainable Ocean Solutions Conservancy Program, SOSCP, measures for coastal preservation already before the upcoming summit in Croatia. iturbonews.com. African Tourism Board, together with the Caribbean Tourism Association and other regional bodies, will be invited to extend this concept to their regions. The World Tourism Network, with its SME members in 133 countries, will take a role in this event. OACM is currently working with multiple financial institutions to create a CSMA Solidarity Fund that will be placed at the disposal of governments in Africa and the Caribbean and some small states in the Pacific region. This fund is meant for the development of new sustainable strategies and policies for national tourism industries and digital transition. OACM President Mr. Christian Kuravic, together with former UNWTO Secretary General Dr. Taleb Rifai, in close consultancy with former heads of state and ministers, who are invited to attend the ETIS summit. SOSCP measures that will be presented at ETIS are the next steps in evolution for developing new economic, environmental, and social directives that can withstand and battle environmental threats and climate change challenges within the tourism sector. The OACM will introduce a financially sustainable economic growth concept through environmental preservation, EGEP. This economic growth through environmental preservation is a part of the Ocean Heritage ACT. This unique system that is deeply integrated into the tourism industry sector has been developed for over 13 years by marine biologists, marketing, and financial experts. It is currently the only system that physically minimizes the plastic print in the ocean, lakes, and rivers. More information, www.ocm.group. udu.be.